From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Turkey says the three suicide bombers who carried out the deadly attack on the Istanbul airport were from Russia, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan. The death toll is now risen to 43, while more than 230 others were injured Tuesday when the bombers first sprayed assault weapons gunfire at travelers and workers, then blew themselves up. Police conducted raids on 16 locations in three Istanbul neighborhoods today, arresting 13 people suspected of having links to the Islamic State. Security has tightened at airports around the world, while here in the U.S., lawmakers were debriefed on the IS. Senator Marco Rubio.
Obviously, we're all deeply concerned about what we saw yesterday or last night in Turkey. Not all surprising. We know ISIS has specifically targeted Turkey, and in particular its tourist sector, as part of its desire to ultimately include Turkey as part of their fraudulent caliphate. But in the short term, in the hopes of getting Turkey to back off its cooperation in the war against ISIS.
In addition to the Istanbul arrest, state-run Anadolu Agency reports 9 other people detained for having links to Islamic State in Syria that included support for the group's finances, recruiting, and logistics. Airstrikes have killed at least 250 Islamic State fighters in Iraq. Both Iraq and U.S. officials report today. The airstrikes hit around 40 Islamic State vehicles just south of Fallujah, a former Islamic State stronghold liberated by U.S.-led Iraqi coalitions this week. The airstrikes marked the deadliest attack on the jihadist group. Taliban suicide car bombers struck a police convoy in the Afghan capital of Kabul on Thursday, killing at least 30 security personnel and wounding dozens more. The convoy was transporting cadets and trainers. Eyewitnesses tell VOA they saw police personnel evacuating dead and wounded. This is VOA News. Who will lead the UK's exit from the European Union? Not Conservative favorite and Brexit proponent Boris Johnson. The former mayor of London today announced he will not be a candidate for prime minister and leadership of the Conservative Party, leading Justice Secretary Michael Gove and Home Secretary Theresa May, who backed the Remain campaign as frontrunners to lead the country.
My role will be to give every possible support to the next Conservative administration to make sure that we properly fulfil the mandate of the people that was delivered at the referendum and to champion the agenda I believe in.
Immediately after last week's vote to leave the European Union, Prime Minister David Cameron announced his resignation and said he would not participate in the negotiation. The former mayor of London campaigned for the Leave referendum and was expected by many to lead the country as it severs ties with the 28-nation bloc. The U.S. State Department today released its annual report grading foreign governments' efforts at fighting human trafficking, but activist groups say they are concerned that some countries' rankings are politically influenced. Much attention is focused on the upgrade of Thailand from Tier 3 to Tier 2 in the watch list in the Trafficking in Human Persons reports. Thailand has been at the center of a region traditionally rife with trafficking syndicates, but the U.S. ambassador to Thailand, Glenn Davies, said the country's ranking reflects its efforts to improve. The detention of 10 U.S. sailors by the Iran Revolutionary Guard Corps earlier this year was wholly preventable, according to the commander of naval forces in the Middle East. In Navy documents released today, Vice Admiral Kevin Donegan said the January incident was caused by problems including poor leadership, non-existent compliance with maintenance and procedures, and insufficient planning. The sailors, 9 men and 1 woman, were traveling through the Persian Gulf from Kuwait toward Bahrain when, according to the report, the boats committed an unplanned and unauthorized deviation that caused them to unknowingly transit through Saudi Arabian territorial seas and through Iranian territorial seas. President Barack Obama, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto are reaffirming their commitment to free trade. The leaders met in Ottawa on Wednesday. President Obama.
The politics of trade are always difficult in every country. I don't know any country where there aren't going to be some folks who argue against trade. But we all believe that in an integrated global economy, the goal is not for us to try to shut ourselves off from the world, but rather to work together to raise standards around the world for workers and for the environment.
The U.S., Canada, and Mexico account for almost 27% of the world's economic output. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.